Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor. This is the Friends of History Debating Society, and I have Devin Nunes, the Guru of Truth, which is a new social media platform that is fun because there are real people on it. And you realize what social media could have been if it hadn't played games with character assassination and robots and politics for many years. However, there actually is a moment here where Twitter can clean up its act all at once. Devin, I read from Breaking News, April 24th, Reuters. Twitter is coming under increasing pressure from its shareholders to negotiate with Elon Musk, even though the world's richest person has called his $43 billion bid for a social media platform his best and final offer. Moving down in the story, one of the fund managers who's interested in Musk's bid says, "I wouldn't be surprised to wake up next week and see Musk raise what he called his best and final offer to possibly $64.20 per share." That's Wall Street talk for Musk is going to get what he wants. Now, the reason I bring this up to you is because you founded Truth after years of identifying, as you said, you wrote a book about it, that social media was being used against people. It was being used to undermine certain political actors and others. It was also being used for character assassination. Who knows why? It was very chaotic and ruthless. Musk said he wants Twitter to be free speech. Devin, that endorses what your observation for many years. It's as if Musk listened to you. Do you feel vindicated hearing the world's the solar system's richest man echo your remarks?
Yeah, I know. I wish he would have said something a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago, when we were screaming from the rafters about this. But hey, we're excited about this. It proves the point that we've been making. Thankfully, President Trump was willing to take the risk and go out and create this new company. It's not like he's a guy that needed new companies. That's for sure. But he was really the only guy on the planet who could do this. And we're building a product that's essentially going to take the best of all the different social media companies that are out there, and we're building a community. So if Elon Musk can buy Twitter, all the better for him. There's a lot of people that joke on our platform. They hope that he buys it and just shuts it down. It's going to be an interesting process. It's been an interesting process to watch, especially from us from the outside. There's a long way to go on that process, because I just simply, outside of John, of kind of political hacks and celebrities and kind of fake news organizations, I don't know any normal people that are on Twitter. I don't know what they're going to offer to get them to join. But look, it is a global PR wire. If he can get it open so that they're not censoring people, we're all for it.
Yeah, it is used by Procter & Gamble. It's used by corporations to get their products out. It's used by Hollywood to promote movies. I understand how that works, but what I feel that Musk is doing is identifying the very same problem that has alienated all of us, not only from Twitter and Facebook, but from social media entirely. Devin, it's very difficult to trust because you believe it's like inviting into your home a stranger who could easily be a robber. You just don't know what you're asking for. So we defend ourselves, and it's going to take some time to get used to the idea that there's a place you can post that you're not going to be canceled or mocked or derided in some fashion because you mistyped.
Yeah, and it's really political, John. That's the worst part about this. It's not so much that You know, there's, you know, we're like, on Truth, you know, we're going to follow. We don't want any illegal activity. I like to say we're going to be a family friendly place. We don't want to see any of the nasty stuff that you see on the other sites. But the worst thing that's happened through this whole process has been that the social media companies are left wing and they're promoting left wing policies and ideals. I mean, you'd only have to go back to the obvious, which was, remember when I wrote the book, Countdown to Socialism, I was talking about just kind of my own experience and how the fake news was going into this funnel and being delivered by these social media companies. So if anybody was conservative, simply kind of middle of America, never knew that content existed out there on the internet because it was being blocked almost across the board. And then the best example of that, remember, I write my book in July of 2020, and it's October. You have the Hunter Biden laptop from hell that clearly swayed the election. And that's what's so bad about this is you had every single fake news organization in America said that it was could be Russian disinformation. You had 50 former high-ranking intelligence and military people said, oh, it's Russian disinformation. All the while, the FBI had the laptop. And then it was censored. So anybody who posted about that, the post on any of the social media platforms, it got taken down.
Right.
And so you had millions of Americans who had no idea that this happened.
They accused you of being a Russian agent, Devin. Remember that?
I'm well aware of that.
And you know, it was so absurd. You didn't know what to do because if you went on Twitter, you'd be attacked for defending Nunes, the Russian agent.
John, that's when I would go to Twitter and post. It's why I went and found a Parler at the time.
Yeah.
It was because I needed somewhere to post that I was actually going to get some interaction. I had a million something followers and I might as well have just been posting in a, you know, locked up room somewhere because if there could have been negative likes and negative retweets, that's why I would have been in the negatives. Right. I mean, no, it was just a total waste of time for me to be on there.
You led me to Parler and everything was going fine. And then they shut it down. And I threw my hands up, Devin. So that's why I'm glad you've led me to Truth. And you're telling me that it's not going to be shut down the way Parler was.
That's right. I mean, we're building it without relying on any of the big tech woke companies.
Right.
It's completely reliable, John. So we got to get you posting your great content there.
I'll get used to it. You know, it makes me a little anxious, but I'll get used to it. Devin Nunes is the guru of truth. Go to the Apple Store on your iPhone. It's easy. Just Truth. It can't be easier than that. And it posts very straightforwardly. And you can use pictures, which I like because I take pictures with my iPhone. I'm not a young person. Devin understands. I learn these things slowly, and I trust them. Devin, thank you very much. I hope we can speak another day. You've heard about John Durham these days, Devin.
I'm going to have a lot of activity going on there, John. I'm just so happy to be back on your podcast again. Yeah, you know, for so many years, I've been coming on the show, and now. Now that we've gotten through this beta test and we're out there encouraging people to join Truth, I'm hopeful that you'll have me back on.
Right, we got to talk water, Devin. I haven't talked about water with anybody for months, so you got to come back. There's a third year of drought coming on in California. Devin Nunes of Truth. This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.